Robinhood Radio now presents Shaw and Tell, local and regional commentary with Shaw Isaacson, journalist, editor, photographer, and reporter originally from Baltimore, Maryland. Shaw is the former editor of the Winsted Journal and former reporter for the Lakeville Journal. Shaw was the winner of the 2015 New England Better Newspaper Competition in editorial writing.
Poetry has been around for ages, from the tale of the shipwrecked sailor way back in 2500 BCE to the poetry chapbooks you would find starting in the 1950s, all the way to the poetry publishing houses that are churning out books by writers from all over the world. In Connecticut, the non-for-profit organization National Beat Poetry Foundation is dedicated to the celebration and promotion of the Beat Generation, which are the poets, writers, and artists from the early 1940s all the way up to this modern era of arts. Some of the most famous poets from the Beat Generation include Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, Neil Cassidy, and Lawrence Ferlinghetti, the founder of City Lights Books in San Francisco, who just celebrated his 100th birthday a few weeks ago. The organization holds poetry readings entitled The Kerouac Cafe monthly at the Lycia and Mason Beakley Community Library in New Hartford. As part of each Kerouac Cafe, both new and established poets, both young and old, perform their works to a large audience. The readings have attracted poets from all around the country and all over the world. For this episode of the podcast, we talked to National Beat Poetry Foundation co-founders Colin Haskins and Debbie Kilday, along with poet Darlene Fernandez and her daughter, Divine.
Hello, Colin. Debbie. Darlene. Divine. Hello. So, how long has the Beat Poetry Foundation been around for?
Well, the foundation's relatively new, but the Beat Poetry Festival's 10 years old.
And why? And Darlene, once again, you run the poetry over there in Waterbury.
Yes, every second Thursday.
What was that location again?
At 379 East Main Street.
Gotcha. Why poetry? Why did you three decide to say, hey, we need to get poetry out there? What was your thought process of trying to get poetry out there?
Me? Well, you know, so when I found it, I was 20 years old, and I bumped into a bookstore, and these guys were reading, and all these young ladies were listening. It's kind of why rock stars pick up guitars, you know, because they're way too nerdy without something like that to ever get any girl to say hi to them. So there it is.
And Debbie?
I was sick and tired of, you know, people judging you when you talk to them about serious issues and they don't agree with you. But in poetry, especially beat poetry, you can say just about anything you want. And no one can really judge you because it's just an expression of you.
Darlene?
Well, I'm going to piggyback on that and say it gave me a voice. There was a time where I couldn't speak up, and once I started writing, that was my voice, and then I got enough courage to actually recite, and now I create platforms for other people to do so.
So, beat poetry. Can you explain what that is? Oh, Divine, would you like to add anything?
Yeah. I think that poetry is a nice way to express your feelings in any way that you feel like you can. You can use it in rhyme. You can do it how mom does it any way she wants. You can write about love, you can write about heartbreak, you can write about anything, really.
Now, when you say the words beat poetry, the image might come to mind of, say, Allen Ginsberg, Jack Kerouac, people who are wearing black from head to toe, sunglasses.
They didn't do that. You look at pictures of Allen Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac. They wore button-down shirts with collars, and you know they
plaids.
Were. Yeah, they were very well dressed and respectable, hats and stuff.
So that's a stereotype, basically.
That's beatniks, which have nothing to do with beats. Beatnik is sort of the stereotype. There's a story of Jack Kerouac going to a beat poetry festival in his hometown, no less, and everybody there with the berets and the striped shirts, and they're snapping. And when he got up, he got booed off stage, the father of beat poetry, because he didn't look like a beatnik.
So can you define what beat is? What is beat? to you?
It's sympathetic and pure. It's pure expression of one's own feelings, ideas about love, political issues, just what Divine was saying, whatever is important to you as an individual.
Would you like to add to that?
Well, I mean, it's whatever your, because everyone has like that inner tune. So I feel like that's, when I do poetry, it's almost like I'm singing. So that's my beat, you know. The sound that comes with my poetry, that's my beat, you know.
Gotcha. What do you think of your mom's sound?
It depends on what you mean. Do you mean when she does poetry?
Yes.
When she does poetry, I like the way how she doesn't need a microphone to sound for the whole room to hear her. With a microphone, it's going to be even louder. So I feel like without a microphone, it could be a huge room and the whole, and the back of the room could hear her. So she has a pretty loud voice, which is very good for anybody who feels like they won't be able to hear her but end up hearing her anyway.
Now, all four of you, I know you've done poetry for a long time. I've heard a lot of people's poetry. I've heard a lot of writers, a lot of authors from all walks of life. But what makes good poetry? What is good poetry to all four of you? We'll start with Colin.
Poetry, so to get from my concept to writing to then performing it, poetry is you know, it's one of the seven pillars of the arts. It's damn near sacred to me. It saved my life. You know, really, well, it saved my life in so much as it gave my worthless life value. And I think I'll leave with that.
Debbie?
What was the question?
What is poetry to you?
What is poetry to me? It's an inner song that needs to come out. And the only way to express it is through words.
Darlene?
What is poetry to me?
What is good poetry?
What is good poetry? Good poetry is deep poetry. The deeper you dig, the better the poetry is, I feel. Because there's all kinds of poetry and you can't judge it based on just what do I think is good poetry. My thing is, I feel like the closer I feel to you after you're done, that makes good poetry for me.
Good poetry is how, like, good poetry to me is when you express how you feel. You don't express how others feel. You don't express how you think others will like it. You express what you think, what you feel like you should say.
Gotcha. So can anyone do poetry? Now they have people going in for poetry degrees at colleges, and they have PhDs for poetry, and people think they have to study rules of verse and all these different things to be a poet. I mean, yes, I see Darlene right here.
Because there's different kinds of poetry styles of writing, but then there's spoken word. What I do is spoken word, so it's more free verse as opposed to, you know, it's, there's less rules. So there's the free write and, you know, spoken word, and then there's like haikus, and, you know, there's a form to poetry. That's what you mean. They study forms. They study names of poet, you know, types of poems.
Do you need to do that?
No.
Why do you not need to do that?
You can do it because it's better. It'll give you the skills you need for your writing, but you don't necessarily, because I know how to write that way, but I don't. Like when it comes to the 30-30, which is National Poetry Month, where you write a poem a day, it's helpful to get those juices flowing. But when it really matters and I get down and I write my feelings and I write a poem that I'm going to perform, that's not going to work for me because of my style, you know?
Gotcha. How about
It's the reason why we have the Beat Poetry Foundation, because it was too stiff. It was too stiff for us. Mm-hmm. People spend their whole lifetime following the rules and memorizing the rules, and it seems like there's some kind of creativity missing from their voice.
National Beat Poetry Foundation. Can you guys tell me about What is the foundation? How long ago did you guys found it?
Like Colin said, the Connecticut Beat Festival was started in 2008. And then through the years, it just kept evolving. People wanted to be a part of the beat movement. And there was a resurgence of interest. In 2015, Colin and I restarted what we call the Beat Poetry Festival. And in 2016, we incorporated the Beat Poetry Foundation and all its festivals, the national festivals, the international festivals, and our Kerouac Cafe.
Gotcha. So you've been holding this in New Hartford.
Yes.
At the Beakley Library for how long now?
Since 2016.
Gotcha. So, and I know you come up here quite a lot, Darlene, from Waterbury. So why this place? Why New Hartford of all the places in Connecticut?
So we were in Middletown for over 20 years, almost 25 years. And that's where in New Hartford, Middletown and Hartford is where the original poetry festival took place. The original Connecticut Beat Poetry Festival, and it was stretched over 8 days. Why New Hartford? It was easy because I moved here, and it got to be a very long, long drive. And other reasons, you know, board of directors, corporate rules, things like that. We approached the Beakley. We just walked in out of the blue, and they embraced it from day one.
Can anybody walk in? I mean, say, for example, they don't have a poetry manuscript, they don't have a chapbook, they don't have a book. Can they just walk into either, you know, Waterbury or New Hartford and read?
Sure.
Yes.
We welcome everyone from all walks of life and all ages.
We had a baby here today. How old?
Weeks.
Weeks old.
How young has have you had the reader? How old have you had? What's your youngest and the oldest that you've ever had?
We featured a reader here, and Debbie and I were just talking, and we decided we're going to do a youth program. We featured a six-year-old girl here as a feature poet, and she dropped out. I mean, she brought the roof down. It was amazing.
Darlene?
I have hosted youth programs, and I have children, so the youngest is three because I have a three-year-old. Wow. My event is a little different. It's I have an open mic, which is open to all talents. It's not just poetry. So I have singers, I have rappers, I have dancers, I have all kinds of stuff in my event. Mine is more of a nighttime thing. So
all things considered, why do you think it's important to celebrate poetry and culture and talent, especially in local, you know, events like this? Why do you think it's important?
I think it's very important, especially for the youth, for their development. I always say it's better to get to the youth because you can teach them and guide them. An adult is a little harder to guide them. They have to actually want to. With kids, it's a little different. So I run programs in Waterbury for kids, open mics. I'm part of a nonprofit called Make 'em Believe. So we work with the youth a lot in Waterbury, and that's important.
Have you gotten a lot out of it, Divine?
Out of going to these events?
Mm-hmm.
I go to most of these events, the Make 'em Believe, and she also does an event at a place called In the Cut. It's in Waterbury, and I love it there. It's amazing, but I like the way that my mom doesn't always just think of poetry. She also thinks of other kinds of art. She doesn't just think of the adults. She also thinks of the youth. So she thinks that both of them can do all kinds of art, as many as they can think of.
So was that the secret? Remove the barriers of age?
I think she nailed it. She just expressed it, I think, better than any of us three here did.
It's important to have art in our lives.
Yes. Yes.
Because there's so much in the world of negativity. Mm-hmm. We want to dance, we want to sing, we want to to recite poetry.
Yes.
Do you think it's all poetry, is this a resurgence, or do you think it's always been there?
I think the beat's always been there since it was created in the 40s. I used to think that we dusted it off and brought it back, resurgence. But the more I look into this, I don't think so at all. I don't think it ever faded, you know. I think it's more alive now. I don't think it had an ending point. I think it had a start with Kerouac, Ginsberg, and Burroughs, but it's going on.
Most of the other groups live the legacy of Kerouac and Ginsberg and Gregory Corso, William Burroughs. But we have created a new generation of beat poets. That's the difference.
Anything you would like to add to that?
Well, it's important. The new generation is always important because they always add something new. And this is not a new thing. Because writing has always been there. Like, everyone has a diary, you know? So the writing and just expressing it, it's helpful for me and for the people that I've spoken to. It's therapeutic, actually.
Is there anything you all would like to say about to encourage people to come down to your events and participate, take part?
Well, my event is once a month, and it's more like let your hair down and let it out. Let it all out. You go up there, you go on the open mic and express yourself however you express yourself, or not, just go and support. I encourage people to come out and listen. It's, like I said, it's therapeutic. So it's important to get out and congregate in that manner. You know, and there's different open mics as well. I don't only go to my open mic. I go to other open mics in Bridgeport and Hartford. And so Chicopee. I do it quite often.
And Chicopee.
And Chicopee and Mass.
New
you know,
York. Worldwide.
New York. We're everywhere.
So it's not just in Waterbury and New Hartford. No. We're talking all over the place. There's open mics.
Actually,
and poetry.
Colin and I have branched out. You know, we have expanded this idea. And people have embraced it from all over the world. They've come here to New Hartford. People from Greece and people from Sweden and
Dominican and
I've seen people from all over the world at your events.
That's amazing.
Not just all over Connecticut, but we're talking.
It just
all
goes
over
to
America,
show that no matter where you are from, they're looking for something, and we're providing that.
Very good.
Canada's coming.
Canada?
Our next international beat poet laureate is from Canada. And of course, Darlene is our Connecticut beat poet laureate.
Yes.
You should mention that.
Yes, I am, until 2020. Yes.
How's that feel? How's that make you feel?
It feels amazing. At first, they were like, you're going to be beat poet. I was like, yay, what do I do? I don't know. But it's awesome because, you know, I got to meet them through Arnaud. And it's been amazing ever since. We've become friends.
Yes.
So it's
family.
It's a family, correct.
Definitely family.
Correct. So we keep in contact outside of here. Definitely do.
So anything else you want to add?
I want.
Do you think the vibe should finish this? Yes.
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to add? We'll have to say the end of this.
She's a singer.
Question.
You have a question?
You have a question?
No. I think that if anybody wants to do something, I think you guys should do it, because you can do anything you believe, and even write poetry, sing, dance, even actually paint, like any kind of art, really. And you don't just have to do art. You can go to anywhere, do anything, be anything, and that's really it.
I think that's a good way to end it. Divine, Darlene, Debbie, Colin, thank you very much.
Thank you,
I appreciate your time.
Thanks.
And thank you for being on Shaw and Tell. Thank you.
All opinions on Shaw and Tell are those of the host, Shaw Isaacson, produced with assistance and cooperation from Robin Hood Radio.